Would you all please pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So today we continue our series about living in community. And today is about feasting and stories. So I have a message for you about gathering together. And that's one way that we live in community, is to gather together, particularly around food. Now, I remember the first time I took communion, and that actually wasn't my most memorable communion experience. My most memorable communion experience was about 10 years ago when I was working at First Church in Ipswich. And I took the youth group to the outdoor worship service in Cambridge, which was for people experiencing homelessness. So on the Saturday evening before the worship service, I gathered with the youth group and we made turkey and ham sandwiches as well as egg salad sandwiches. We talked to the youth about why we were making two choices of sandwiches and about whom we'd be giving these sandwiches to. We explained to the kids that by giving people the option of sandwiches, we were helping them to see their own dignity. We were showing them an opportunity to make a choice the next day, because people experiencing homelessness have so few choices in their life. So by providing an option of sandwiches, it was giving just a sense of human dignity. So on early Sunday morning, I got the youth group together and we headed down to attend the 9 a.m. service at the Porter T Square stop there in Boston. And it was a beautiful summer day. There was a cool breeze in the air. The sky was blue. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. And so as we sat there and waited for worship to begin, a few people started to gather. First came the pianist with her keyboard, her electric keyboard. Then a couple of people who were experiencing homelessness came and gathered. And then here comes the minister, Tom. Now, Reverend Tom was pushing a cart, you see, which looked like a kitchen center island cart with wheels. And in this cart, he had the supplies for the morning, including a Bible, some laminated bulletins, the items for communion, donuts and coffee, and white athletic socks, of course. So at first it seemed like this table or altar was just simply an aid for the worship service, just a tool for to be used. But I soon realized that this cart was God's hand reaching out to God's people. That this cart was God's vehicle prepared to give everything to those who needed it. So the service, it was well orchestrated. Reverend Tom had Catholic prayers and Protestant prayers, a serenity prayer. Everybody in attendance was able to connect on some level. And then came time for communion. So it wasn't just Reverend Tom who served communion that day. It was actually the people who were experiencing homelessness. They were the ones who served communion. And it was a simple communion, just some little wafers, and the juice was poured into little plastic cups. And I remember one of the ladies who helped serve. She had long, gray, blondish hair. She was kind of hunched over as she passed out the elements, as if the weight of the world was resting on her shoulders. And we all partook in that communion. So why do we gather around a meal? Why do we gather for communion as a community? Well, three reasons come to mind for me today. The first is we gather to remember and to share stories, as well as to listen. Now, sharing a meal is the most basic and simple act that's been done since the beginning of time. Since people could gather, meals have been shared. And the role of food has, of course, played an important part in our rituals. Rituals that have happened since ancient Israel. There's that incredible story, if you remember, of the children of Israel being fed manna, bread from heaven, every day. And then the Israelites are going to a place, and they're not sure where they're going to go, as we heard in our scripture this morning, but it's a place where there will be milk and honey. God constantly shows up and is feeding God's people. It is the Passover meal which instituted a ritual to remember that God saved the Jewish people from the deadly famine and brought them out of slavery. The Passover is all about sharing the sacred story. It is about listening to the story and realizing that it's not someone else's story, but it's also the listener's story. And it is in the gathering for the Passover that Jesus gathered with his disciples. But that was not the only time Jesus gathered around food. He gathered often around food. He gathered in both good times and in hard times. So today in our New Testament story, we hear about two gatherings around food. First is Herod's feast, his big old party, and then also Jesus feeding the 5,000 plus women and children. So often we hear about Jesus' feeding with the five loaves and the two fish, and we don't really hear what led up to this story. We don't hear the backstory, if you will. But today we get to hear that backstory. What happens before he feeds all these people? So often we just focus on that miracle of feeding people. But listen again to these lines from our scripture, the precursor to the feeding of the multitude. Then he, meaning Herod, had John beheaded in prison. They brought his head on a plate and gave it to the young woman, and she brought it to her mother. But John's disciples came and took his body and buried it. Then they went and told Jesus what had happened. When Jesus heard about John, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. When the crowds learned this, they followed him on foot from the cities. When Jesus arrived and saw a large crowd, he had compassion for them and healed those who were sick. Jesus, he's mourning in this scripture. He has just lost the prophet, the John the Baptist. Now, if you remember, John the Baptist is Jesus's cousin. So Jesus is grieving, he's mourning. He hears about his beloved friend and cousin being beheaded, and he's not sure what's gonna happen next. Is this a message from the authorities that, hey, you could be next, you better watch yourself? So Jesus gathers in his grief. It's not a joyous time when he feeds the multitudes. He gathers with them while he is mourning the death of someone. He gathers with others for his own healing. He had compassion for the people. Com being the beginning of compassion, meaning with. He gathered with passion. And this is the second reason that we gather. We gather together because of community and for community. We need each other. We are communal beings who need reassurance. We need support. We need companionship. We need to know that we are not alone. Jesus and the Israelites gathered around food and shared the sacred stories to remind us that we have each other and that we have God and that we are not alone. St. Augustine is quoted as saying, "Without God, we cannot. Without God, without us, God will not." We need God to live fully, and God needs us to bring God's dream into fruition. We are created by God to do good and for good and to live out God's dream. That's why Jesus was sent, after all, to teach us how to live in community and how to live out God's dream. And one of God's dreams for us is to feel whole. Now notice I say feel whole because God has already made us whole. But our humanness pulls us away and often we feel unwhole. We feel broken or there's gaps or holes within us. And that's our third reason today of why we gather, to be made whole. Now when I was thinking about feeling unwhole or holy, literally, empty spots in ourselves. What came to mind for me is a Japanese pottery called Kintsugi. And if Faith, you don't mind putting up the image here, maybe you've seen this pottery before. Kintsugi is pottery which the cracks in the vessel are sealed with lacquer and gold. This pottery is a beautiful art form, and the Japanese believe that the golden cracks make the pieces even more precious and valuable. Kintsugi teaches us that what we perceive as our broken places can actually make us stronger and better than before. It is when we think we are broken that we can pick up those pieces and put them back together and be stronger and more magnificent. The spirit of Kintsugi is the practice of self-love, of seeing and accepting our cracks and loving and accepting ourselves. Jesus shows us this today. In his brokenness, in his sadness, he gathers with community to fill his own cracks. He gathers with compassion and healing. And through this, a taste of heaven was given to all who were there. The feeding of the multitude is a communion feast. It is a witnessing of the divine, of God being with the community and sharing God's grace and healing on the community. And that's what communion is about. It's about coming to be made whole again. Now, going back to that communion story from the Porter Square tea stop with my youth group, it was so moving for me because that woman who served me over a decade ago, she literally had nothing to give. And yet she offered me this holy sacrament. And I think of myself as the one offering the holy sacrament of being able to offer others a blessing or peace of that new covenant. But that day, she gave it to me. It was in that moment that I knew what Jesus meant when he said, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance. But out of her poverty, she has put all she had to live." I have abundance. While these two individuals who were serving communion, they had nothing. Yet they gave me everything that day. These individuals were God. They were God's arm reaching out to me, reaching out to fill my cracks with gold and helping me feel whole. When we gather with others, we have the opportunity to remember and share our own sacred stories. Not just those biblical stories, but what makes us whole? What brings us joy and passion? And we have the opportunity to listen to others, to hear their sacred stories. And by doing so, we create community, because without God, we cannot. Without us, God will not. And it is through God that we can heal and have our holes filled with gold. So friends, let us continue to gather together, to give to one another, in the form of listening and sharing our stories. And may you see and feel how God is moving and making you whole. May it be so. Amen. Would you all rise in body and spirit and join us in singing "They'll Know We Are Christians," number 4.